So I just got back from Palestine. A lot of you guys have been asking sort of what my reflections were and my experiences of that. I've written a long-form reflection about that, which you can find here, but I wanted to share some insights about that trip and my experience there. One of the things that definitely stood out was that most of my perspectives on Israel, Palestine are completely unchanged. I found what I expected to find there. And I was not really surprised by a whole lot of things. I think part of this is becoming very familiar with the situation, researching it intensely over the past couple of years, especially over the past 9, 10 months. And yeah, so nothing really like radically changed my mind about what I saw over there. But I think if there was one thing that really stood out, it's I think there's a tendency in the media to elevate Palestinians to this role of like the perfect victim, the perfect martyr. There's these oppressed people who are full of resilience and they're full of courage, and they are here suffering, and that is what they do best, is they suffer and they are courageous, and that is what a Palestinian is. And I think in activist circles, we take that and we say, yes, like be brave like Palestinians. That's what they are. We associate them with courage, with bravery, and resilience. I don't think that's a complete picture, because the thing that struck me most about the Palestinians while I was there was not their bravery or their courage. It was their hospitality, their kindness, the warmth with which they welcomed me into their homes, into their office spaces, into their favorite haunts. Especially a total stranger, an American stranger, whose tax dollars are actively contributing to their suffering. It was genuinely very humbling to receive such a warm welcome from people who have no reason to treat me well at all. I could, of course, contrast this to the welcome I received inside the Israeli-controlled territory. Lots of people were quite nice to me. I also didn't let on about a lot about what I was doing. The Israelis have developed a reputation for being rude. I would say they were not as open as the Palestinians, but that's also because the Palestinians were genuinely the most hospitable people I've ever met. I also think that something we lose sight of, which I was reminded by being there, is that when we read news about Palestine, we focus myopically on the suffering, the occupation, all of the misery that is entailed with that. What we lose sight of is the fact that amongst all of that, Palestinians are going about their day-to-day lives. They're trying to pursue their dreams of starting a business, starting a family, getting married, learning how to skate, learning how to be a vlogger. These are just normal human things, and humans are incredibly adaptable, and the Palestinians have adapted to one of the worst occupations that we've seen in a very long time. And that really stuck out to me, because I think sometimes when we try and elevate Palestinians to this role of the martyr or the perfect victim, we lose sight of the fact that they are very much just trying to pursue the normal, everyday human things that we are all trying to pursue. They do not desire to be freedom fighters. Most of them desire to make it through the next day, the next week. They're not a population that is naturally prone to radicalism or radicalization. I think at times they are forced by circumstances to radicalize. And the other thing was just understanding how fragile the situation is for the Palestinians living in the camps. The Israelis have more or less expressed their intention to turn Gaza into the West Bank and the West Bank into Gaza. And to do this, they have launched an incredibly chilling series of raids all across the northern West Bank, centering on the refugee camps of Tul Karm, Nur Shams, Jenin, and a few others. And this has had the effect of turning these places into areas that resemble Gaza. They literally, the Palestinians call them Little Gazas. And that's very heartbreaking, because I think a lot of times we talk about kind of the difference between how Palestinians live in the West Bank versus how they're forced to live in Gaza. But for people living in those refugee camps, it's increasingly becoming difficult to tell the difference. So again, I wrote a more extensive reflection on this, and if you're interested in reading it, you can sign up for my newsletter here. But yeah, I am happy to be home, happy to be safe. I have a whole new set of friends to be constantly worried about, which is something I'm getting very good at.